Jonathan Myers joins us for a few minutes this morning. Dr. Myers is chair of the UConn School of Dental Medicine's Division of Operative Dentistry. This comes out, and the reason we have the doctor on this morning is that there is a story that Angela had for you last week, and it created quite a bit of buzz. Basically, the headline, this is from ABC News, "Energy Sports Drinks Destroy Teeth," says this study, and I think it was done down at Yale. Let me ask the doctor. Good morning, Dr. Myers. How are you?
I'm fine.
Well, this was done at Yale, was it not? I think it was, the study.
Not really. I think maybe it was looked at as reviewing the paper itself.
Now here, you know, for example, our legislature, more to address the issue of childhood obesity, was attempting to pull soft drinks such as Coke and Pepsi and whatnot out of schools, replacing that with fruit juices and some energy drinks. Well, it turns out that, in fact, these drinks may be as deleterious to one's dental health as an ordinary soda might be.
That's absolutely right. You're right on with that.
So what? How does this work differently? Are they? Let me ask you this, doctor. Are they actually more harmful than, let's say, a 12-ounce can of Pepsi?
No, they're about equal. What you're looking at are drinks that have either high sugar content or very low acidity. And the sport drinks and the energy drinks, some of them have the sugar content, but they are definitely very low. They have very acidic contents to them as far as liquids go.
So what happens is it the sugar or the acid? Because I think they put, phosphoric acid, I believe it is, in soft drinks. It's all part of the fizz, as I recall.
Carbonic acid.
Carbonic acid, thank you very much. And you know, of course, there were reports 10, 15 years ago that they were leaching calcium out of bones, and so they were bad for kids. I don't know where that went. But the point is, I guess I'm making is it the acid in the drink itself, or is it the sugar that's the issue here?
It's the combination of both, but mainly as far as the acid goes, it's a very quick-acting timing with the acid, because the acidity in these drinks range anywhere from about the pH of 3.
Wow.
And to actually have your enamel dissolve away, you need to get down to about 5.5. So you can see that the acidity in these drinks are way below what's needed to go ahead and actually erode the enamel, which is a very quick process.
In case somebody was going under a bridge, I think you said the pH was around 3, maybe a little more than that?
Yeah.
That's very acidic.
Right. Most people don't have any idea about this because, even looking at the labeling on these bottles, it's very difficult to understand that unless you take a look at what's been documented in the literature.
Does bacteria come into play as well? In other words, I'm reading part of the article here, and the thought was that there are bacteria in your mouth that will, in fact, also convert the sugars to acid. Is that an issue?
Yes, it is. That's a slower process versus the contact rapidity that the low acidity actually has as far as dissolving enamel.
So I was always told, okay, well, you have a soft drink, you suppose your saliva will wash it all out, but that's not sufficient, is it?
Well, saliva will bring it back up to a safer type of pH, but that takes a period of time. And the best way, honestly, to drink these drinks, if you're going to do this, is, number one, don't sip them through the day. If you chug it, it's much better than if you take 7 or 8 or 9 drinks of the can to get rid of it. And the other thing is, drink it through a straw, because
really?
The straw minimizes the contact with the mouth.
That's strange, because I'd heard years past that the contrary was true, but actually it is the straw that's the better way to go.
A straw is much better if you think about it. There's very little contact with the solution washing around the teeth as it goes down your throat.
All right, and I would imagine if you do, ingest one, if you do take a big swig of it, probably brushing your teeth would be the best thing to do. Would that help?
No, that's absolutely the worst thing to do, because your enamel is softened because of the acidity. And the worst thing to do then is to braid it away. So the best thing to do would be, and it noted it in the articles, either chew some gum to go ahead and bring saliva into have more saliva secreted, or use a fluoride mouth rinse, which most people won't probably because of the taste of it. But the last thing you want to do is actually brush your teeth
after
you drink something like this.
Well, this has been, and do you agree with the finding that, in fact, is in as few as 5 days of regular consumption of these drinks, it can actually do damage?
Well, you can start losing enamel actually with the first drink. It's whether the enamel is going to actually be abraded and taken off the teeth, because the saliva will start rehardening this over time.
So in case you, the only instance in which you might want to think about it is when you need to replace electrolytes and fluids after after intense exercise,
right,
I guess.
Right. That's what the sport drinks and not the energy drinks. Energy drinks are a whole different category.
All right, Doctor. So thank you very much for your time. I appreciate it.
Okay.
All right, that's Dr. Jonathan Myers, chair of the UConn School of Dental Medicine's Division of Operative Dentistry.